T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
Metro Detroit will see temperatures sink down to a record low 5 degrees tonight, and that's prompting one agency to get the word out about its warming centers. News Radio 950, Stephanie Davis with more. Stephanie.
Hey, Brooke, Team Wellness Center here in Eastern Market will keep its doors open for just another hour here, serving as a warming center in addition to other services they offer. But their east side location on Mack Avenue will be open for 24 hours for anyone who wants to escape the cold. Some, though, may not take up the offer like this man.
Go to a warming center, but the only problem about that is that I don't have the transportation to get back and forth, you know what I'm saying, to come back here or take care of little issues or whatever. So I don't have the money like that. So it's like basically at the moment, if I'm going to stay at a warming center, I'd rather stay at a warming center right here, right where we're at.
Yeah, and this, the door is here closed, though, at 6. He tells me that he would opt to sleep outside the door instead of traveling east to the warming center. Team Wellness, by the way, is providing a shuttle over to its Mack location for anyone who wants to stay warm for the night. Stephanie Davis, WWJ News Radio, 950.
Doctors at a Detroit hospital have performed what they believe is the first double lung transplant in the world for a 17-year-old patient whose lungs were irreparably damaged by vaping. Dr. Lisa Allenspach is with the Henry Ford Hospital, and she read from a statement provided by the patient's family.
Within a very short period of time, our lives have been forever changed. From the typical life of a perfectly healthy 16-year-old athlete, attending high school, hanging out with friends, sailing, and playing video games, to waking up intubated with 2 new lungs.
It has been nearly a month since the transplant, and doctors say this teenager is still weak but is doing well in physical therapy and is also on the road to recovery. We are seeing a significant growth in the number of vehicle loans that are underwater, meaning the owner owes more on the car and truck than it's worth. So is that reason for concern? Here's WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
When you have what the industry calls negative equity, you need to roll that debt into your new loan. Edmunds.com analyst Jessica Coldwell says about a third of people with trade-ins this year had to do that.
I think from a consumer side, I think it's something we certainly could be concerned about it. I mean, why are people choosing to do this?
One reason is longer loans, which reduce equity. Another is a change in life experience. Coldwell says trading in a car with negative equity is a big risk. It can work if your income is headed up, but backfire if the economy takes a downturn. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Attorney General Dana Nesso calls potential rate hikes from DTE unjustifiable and unsupportable. She testified before the Michigan Public Service Commission, saying DTE's request for a 9% increase on residents across the state is excessive and unnecessary. She wants the request to be decreased from $350 million to $41 million. DTE filed its rate increase request with the commission back in July. The utility provides electricity to more than 2 million customers in southeast Michigan. We do have a call out to DTE for comment. Officials with Michigan's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and some businesses are hopeful to strike some deals after a trade mission to China this week. And Chief Deputy Director Ken McFarland says everyone is aware of the tariff issues.
Everyone that we've met with has been really good to deal with, and obviously those issues are on everyone's radar. And everyone we've talked to, from the companies that we've brought to the buyers coming in to USDA officials that we've met with, everyone's very optimistic that there is a great opportunity here.
McFarland says they took frozen fruit and dried fruit companies since China is looking for more food choices.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.